My name is Deborah McGraw, and I work at the Houses of Providence, a long-term care home founded by the Sisters of St. Joseph and located in Toronto. As an activation assistant, I have always been grateful to Catholic Charities and the Share Life campaign because the financial support we receive has provided more staff in my department. In long-term care, it is not enough that we provide food and shelter for elderly residents. We need to care for their dignity and their spirit as well. That's where activation comes in. We provide meaningful activity, opportunities for engagement, stimulation, community, and fun. And my job has never been more important than this last year. Last March, as the threat of the virus came closer, the Ministry of Long-Term Care ordered homes to stop all large group programs. Daily mass, bingo, entertainment, all were gone. Then our doors were locked. Residents could not go out, and families and volunteers were not permitted inside because the risk of transmission was far too great. By the time the ministry ordered staff to wear masks every day, COVID had already entered the houses and affected residents on our first floor. Staff too were also affected, myself included. I tested positive for COVID twice and was isolated at home for 4 weeks. When I returned to the houses, I found restrictions had increased. For their safety and to limit potential exposure, residents were in their rooms all day, every day. Our once vibrant community was now filled with lonely and isolated people. In activation, our job changed drastically. We had to find new ways of connecting people. A top priority became connecting residents virtually with their families through Skype or Zoom, or visits by the window. We could not gather in groups, so we visited residents one-on-one. We hosted hallway bingos and staff dances with residents at their doorways, a safe distance from each other and us. As residents recovered from COVID and the outbreak declared over, restrictions eased, and we were able to gather again in small groups with social distance. When it was safe, I invited a resident I saw slip through the cracks to play cribbage with me. To honor his privacy, I'm going to call him Pierre. Prior to COVID, Pierre went shopping 2 times a week. He attended every single bingo, and he tidied his home with precision and care. When I came back after isolation, he told me, "I'm in bed 22 hours of every day. We play 2 games each day and he beats me for most of them." As we played, I discovered he was keeping track from day to day, week to week, who was winning. And I thought, maybe I should be keeping score, it might be fun. So I brought a pen and paper, and he took my paper, crumpled it up, and threw it away, saying, "You will never catch up." Still, all these months later, I carve out 45 minutes of my day to sit with Pierre and play, and hear his stories and his laughter when he gets a really good hand. I give him something to look forward to. That's what I can do. My humble thanks to Catholic Charities and those who contribute to this worthy cause. Please keep us all in your prayers and continue to support Share Life. And please know that what you have given and what you will give makes a difference in the lives of many. Thank you so much.